And let's start in Pittsburgh, where jury selection begins today in the trial of the shooter in the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. In October 2018, 11 people were killed, a number wounded, at the Tree of Life, which houses three synagogues. The accused shooter shouted anti-Semitic slurs that day. He faces 63 counts, including hate crime charges. And prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. Let's bring in Rabbi Moshe Meir Vogel, executive director at the Aleph Institute, that's a Jewish humanitarian organization, in the Squirrel Hill neighborhood where the dreadful shooting took place. We spoke in 2018. And Rabbi, your thoughts today as the alleged shooter is going to trial?
It begins a whole new flush to bring back all the pain that we went through and that we will go through over the next few months going through this trial. But we have to remember that deep down, every one of us has that connection with God. And sometimes when it's painful, we've got to dig deeper to bond that connection and to overcome and not to let the deterrences and the pain from this horrifying saga take bother us in our daily work, holy work of serving God.
Well, we know members of three congregations were killed, the Tree of Life, or Lesimcha, Dor Hadash, New Light. We also know the shooter's lawyers have said he's schizophrenic. We mentioned he may be eligible for the death penalty. I'm assuming people in the neighborhood are not a monolith in how they feel about that, but what are you hearing people want for the outcome of the trial?
The community is like the community at large. There are those who want the death penalty. We just saw reports, 7 of the 10 families who were affected would like the death penalty. Others are against it. How can we take another life? And there's merit to both sides, but the community is very charged. Certainly there has to be punishment. The evil has to be eradicated and removed from society, and that, please God, will be done.
Well, we know some members of one of the congregations created a nonprofit to lobby for new gun laws. The building itself is being redesigned to house an organization with the goal to end anti-Semitism. And the statistics are just, you know, horrifying. Jewish people account for only 2.4% of the U.S. population, but are the victims of 55% of religious-based hate crimes. I'm wondering if we could just listen for a second to a PSA from another new group. This is the Foundation to Combat Anti-Semitism. It was created by the New England Patriots and Robert Kraft. It's a $25 million project. In one of the first ads, which I just saw and it was breathtaking, a father is driving his son in a pickup and they're in the rain and they're approaching a building. And then some people start coming out of the building and you start to realize they're at a synagogue. But the father has apparently just discovered some of his son's online writings. Let's listen.
I saw what you've been posting. Hitler was right. I didn't teach you that. You hide behind your screen, spewing all this hatred and ugliness. You got something you want to say? Get out of the truck and say it to their faces.
It's quite a moment, Rabbi.
Yes.
Your thoughts on these kinds of campaigns?
The campaigns are important, and the more we talk, the more we teach the children that hate is not in our vocabulary, the better tomorrow is. And education and recognizing that every human being is created in the image of God, the better we as a world are, and the better the world and this kind of episode, saga that took place here in Pittsburgh will decrease and hopefully will be wiped out.
Well, I'm thinking too, and you see in this ad, it's fiction, but you see this young man looking incredibly sheepish as he looks up at this vibrant group of people coming out of the synagogue and realizes those are the people he's been online making remarks about. Do you hear from people who maybe are not Jewish in your community asking, what can we do? Are you coming across that, where people are realizing their kids are exposed to this?
personally, I haven't. I came across Pittsburgh 4.5 years ago, the outpouring of love then and since then, and was very reassuring. You're right, there's a very high percentage of anti-Semitic attacks, but we've also got to concentrate on the positive. And whilst we're doing it at the same time, and whoever's doing these foundations, putting away so many millions to eradicate hate, absolutely, it's so important. At the same time, we've got to recognize that most of the country and most of the world are peace-loving people, and we've got to strengthen that. And the way we can strengthen that is by studying and getting close to God and doing what we're supposed to do and loving humankind, everyone else.
That's Rabbi Moshe Meyer Vogel, executive director at the Aleph Institute. That's a Jewish humanitarian organization in the Squirrel Hill neighborhood where the terrible 2018 temple shooting took place. Jury selection in the trial of the shooter begins today. Rabbi, thank you very much.
Thank you.